side B.
Before recording this song,
I'd like to ask you some more questions.
Who is the song from? Is it a play song or a book joint song, something of that sort, or is it other things for work or anything of that nature?
Yes, sir. Book joint. Playing around just on the job.
Well, thank you very much. And you introduced the song, the Dixie, what is it?
The Dixie Harmon and Four.
Singing Four Strings of Blues.
You really think that would bring him good luck, huh?
Yeah.
Do you do anything like that?
Well, I do sometimes.
You have to, huh?
Yeah.
You believe in Hank's Bill?
No, thanks. Give it him at all.
Never see, Mom?
No, I ain't never seen that.
Yes, it's true that some people can't see those things.
No, some of them can see them, but he tell me.
What different kind of Joe Moles have you seen? How do you make them?
You have to order them.
Have to order them?
Yeah.
Where do you order them from?
Louisiana, Mississippi.
Louisiana and Mississippi?
Yeah.
Regular companies, huh? What are they made out of, some of them?
Well, some of them got lodestone in them.
Lodestone?
Yeah.
Some other different kinds? What are some others besides lodestone?
Well, most of everyone you get has got lodestone.
Got a lodestone?
Yeah.
Now, what is a lodestone?
It's a kind of a rock,
Rock.
Kind of a rock. I see. Now, Albert was telling us just now about some of these niggers around these camps making these up themselves and selling them for $2. Is there any truth in that?
For them kind, I don't believe in them.
You don't believe in that kind, huh?
No.
Only the kind you believe in, the kind come from New Orleans, I suppose, huh?
Yes.
I see.
These are selling for $2, Bill. They have numbers on them, on paper.
Yes, sir, they do.
Have certain numbers on them.
Yeah. But them kind, I don't believe in them.
What's your name?
James Bird.
James Bird. Yeah. How old are you, James?
30 going on 31.
31. Can you tell us of any other superstitions here in this neighborhood? Who are some people that make these? Is anybody who sells them especially that you know of?
No, sir. Sure don't.
I don't know of anybody. Don't know where we can buy one?
No.
No, no. All right, sure, thank you. Jack, it is a fact that you believe in ghosts, don't you? You believe that people, after they die, do return to this earth?
Well, I don't believe that people return, but I believe that spirits return.
You believe that spirits return?
Well, I don't never leave here. It's such a thing as that.
Well, have you actually seen a spirit?
I've seen stuff that was in the case to be one, but I wish not people did one.
But you took it to be a spirit.
That's
right. Well, will you tell us how it looked?
Well, it looked in fact like a person.
In form, it was just like a human.
Just like a human.
Did it move about?
Yes, sir. It disappeared, go forward, and everything.
In other words, it seemed like it could just move through a brick wall if it wanted to.
Well, now, I don't know about a big wall, but you can see him out there anywhere. Sharon out there, but now the big wall, I couldn't tell you about the big wall. But you can see one, it's out there anywhere. At most any time.
Well, have they ever bothered you? Have they ever kept you awake at night?
No, sir. You can't keep me awake if I want to sleep.
If you want to sleep. Well, now, Jack, what do you do when you want to sleep to keep them from bothering you? Do you use any sort of spell, or do you use a Jomo to keep them away?
A Jomo? A Jomo ain't no benefit to nothing like that. A Jomo can't handle nothing like that.
You can't?
No, sir. A Jomo? Well, now, what is a Jomo?
Well, I'll ask you. What's a Jomo?
He asked me, I'm asking him, what is a Jomo?
Well, Bill Bird told us it was a thing to bring luck in gambling.
He told you right.
Well, there is two such a thing as that. And Bill told you just about right. But you got to buy the thing that Joe Moe.
Can you get Joe Moe's here at the camp? Anybody here make them?
No, sir. I don't have no idea that it is. What do these people out at the camp know about making a Joe Moe?
You have to buy them, huh?
You can get him a cob and sew him up a cob or anything like that.
Sew him up a coin cob?
Yes, and say he got a Jomo, but he can't get no Jomo, nobody around here.
How does he, what kind of, he just sews it up in what?
He's supposed to sew it up in red flannel.
Red flannel. And how do you carry that, in your pocket, or?
Well, this the way you want to carry that thing. The way you supposed to use it, that's the way you carry it.
Yeah. All right, now Jack, suppose you wanted to use that to bring your luck in a skin game. How would you carry it?
It's a different kind of jumbo. Some you can carry one way to be benefited, and some you carry another way. Some of these things, suppose you put in your right hand pocket. And then some of these things that you pay big money for to winning these gambling games, why it's around your waist, around your neck, and sometimes in a belt. And then you can put it in your right hand pocket if it's a little cheap one that ain't much good to it. Yeah. Ain't no much confidence you in such a thing as that. Because a man will come in there and kill that little cheap thing you got in your pocket and break, win you out of all your money, if that's what you want to know.
Well, if you carry it in your left hand pocket, would that affect your winning?
Ain't no good to you. Nothing that you carry in your left hand pocket. No good to you except your personal money. Well, all these other things, you can put anything you want in your left hand pocket, it's no good to you. Not for, with nothing except your personal money that you can put in that pocket.
You said a man might come in and break your mojo, Jomo.
He will do it.
How does he do that? What kind of ways?
Oh, he could come in there with a toad frog or a salt and kill it.
With a toad frog and salt?
Or kill it.
He will. Well, now, how does he use the frog and salt to kill the Jomo? The Jomo.
AFS recording number 3528, side A.
Okay, well, start up again, ask him a question to him, and then you get his idea on the speaker. I've done this, and we're going to do something. We're going to call the bear. He's a religious man, and we know about
this. Well, he knows about this. He thinks about it. He don't even know about it.
You're talking about taking a frog and salt and killing a jaw mold. Can you tell us just how this is done?
Well, if you got a jaw mold in your pocket and sitting around a skin game, and the other man know you got it or believes you got it, well, he's getting some salt and he's throwing you once or twice. What's the number?
Sorry, right there.
Your jaw mold gonna be dead, or your, and the frog, you're gonna have to kill him. You just put him in your pocket, he's gonna kill the jaw mold. But most of the frog is just in salt. Some people are so strong, that salt don't take no effect on it.
But the frog will really kill it.
Frog will.
Now, Jack, do you believe in witches? Do you believe there is such a thing as a witch?
Do I believe in
witches? Yeah.
Well, watch your eyes, see your heart, and tell them believe. They show sure is witches. You need to think that there ain't no witches.
There is. Well, do they ever bother you?
They have. Oh, you don't believe in such thing as a witch?
I've never seen one, Jack. What do they look like?
And then you ain't gonna harm to see that. You can see a ghost on stage, but you won't see a witch until he's caught.
How do you catch witches?
Witches are nothing human. You got to catch him. That's a human that be messing with you like that.
And what do you do with him after you catch him?
You can do just anything you want with him. Kill him or burn him up or make him drown himself. Any way you want to have him, you can have him.
That's it.
Stop him riding. Well, that's a human.
Well, Jack, what remedy would you use to keep witches away from your house?
Well, there's several different remedies. I would try all of them. All of them ain't gonna keep them away. You can put a Bible under your head. Something there you leave you off some time on that. But not the time you get over that Bible and write you just the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, what other way?
Put those new nails on your head while you won't have a bug with you.
put some new nails in a paper sack
on your head. You won't want to ride it. That Bible, you ain't going to read no word in that Bible at night. Keep them off your head. You'll forget about that. Stick the Bible on your head, you ride it. Just,
yeah. Well, what kind of nail? You never fool what kind of nail.
You didn't ask me what kind.
Well, what kind of nail?
Eight-penny nail.
Eight-penny nail.
Eight-penny nail.
Jack, we'd like to have you tell us more about the witches and the ghosts. You say you've seen ghosts around here? What about the ghosts you say that you've seen out?
I ain't never seen one here.
No?
I've never seen them, but I've never seen one here on this job.
Where did you see?
All on West Hall and every other place I've traveled, I've seen them. But yes, I've never seen one around here. It's around here.
Is that right?
I've never seen one.
How do you know they're around here now?
Well, good enough. All these old wicked and old bad people done died around here. They're around here.
Hey, the ones that you saw, did they look like any of your friends? Do you recognize any of them or just strangers?
No, if you see one, you ain't gonna recognize them.
You don't look long, huh?
You ain't gonna recognize them when you see them.
Well, Jack, do you think when they come back to do harm to people?
Well, there's no harm that he can do. He can come back here and you can see him. But that's all. You can look at him. But there ain't no such a thing as you are just a friend. A lot of people say he can't hurt you. He can, but he can make you hurt yourself. You can just leave that with him. He can't hurt you, but he can sure make you hurt yourself.
Jack, if you suddenly heard your voice coming back from somewhere, you were just sitting here now, and you should suddenly hear your voice, would that be a ghost?
No, sir.
I mean, if your very voice, your very words should come back to you, would you say that was a ghost or something?
No, sir, I wouldn't say that was a ghost. If it be words of my own, well, I know that's my word. I know it ain't no ghost.
You said something about buzzard grease a while ago. What is buzzard grease?
Oh, somebody spoke about buzzard grease.
What is it?
I don't know who it was. Somebody spoke about buzzard grease. It is such a thing as buzzard grease.
Well, Jack, why do people carry dimes on a string around their necks?
I've never been able to tell. It's unnecessary. If it's my dime, I'd spend it.
Well, haven't you seen people with a nutmeg on a string around their neck?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is that used for?
Well, they use it for, I guess, different complaints.
Well, they keep crying.
Well, he got a knowledge that nutmeg is some benefit to him. I don't wear no such junk as that, but I see plenty of people do. He claims he's a flood in the heart or something the matter with him. He used that for some good.
I heard something about putting a potato in your pocket. If you carry a potato in your right-hand pocket, it might be good for rheumatism. Anybody do that?
I've heard tell her, but I've never tried it. I hear tell her such a thing as that, and I don't fool that all such a junk as that. It's unnecessary. Ain't much of a benefit to all such junk as that.
When you get sick, you go to the doctor, is that right?
If I can, that's the man to go to. All these junks and remedies ain't no benefit to a man.
What kind of medicines do you take when you get sick, for colds and things like that?
Any kind that's recommended that I can get. And I'm going to try it and see if it's any good. You can tell me a medicine is good. I don't know it until I try it. Man, worry very much. You must try a thing for yourself. Well, I do.
Can you tell us some way, method of keeping your wife, making your wife stay true to you and staying with you?
But now, I've never had a wife. Now, you done going really too far with me, because I've never had a wife. How about you? You got a wife?
Not that now, but I know how she'll make her be true to you.
What I should tell her?
By you being true to her, and then asking the Lord to make her be true to you.
I see. Well, I think that's a very good method.
You got to first be true to her. Then ask her, and then the Lord will make her be true to you. Because the Lord says, just what you sow, just what you reap. And if you sow a good seed, you got to reap a good seed, and he ain't going to let you have no bad seed. He's going to give you the kind of woman That'll be all right, sir.
I see. Aren't you a deacon in the church here?
No, sir. I ain't no deacon, but I just know the way is right. And if I ain't doing it, I just believe in the way. That's right.
So you're not married, Mary?
No, sir.
Haven't got any wife at all?
No, no wife. I've got a wife, but I ain't Willis, and so she ain't mine. Be fine.
You kind of sparkling.
I don't hate women. I love all women. No bad women, all good.
Of course, you don't put out nothing on nothing like that.
No more than whatever I want. I pay for it and let them go.
Baron, what you think about a woman coming up and got a dime around her ankle? Strap around it.
Well, you got some of them called the red light down there to keep from being turned in there. The conservation, the turn. That dam can keep you from cultivating them, but it can't. And then, some of them vary for different things. But I don't know. I don't believe too much about that dam.
How about the level that went around the wrist, is Barry?
Yeah, that's good. That is to keep the trap. Your wrist, all young. That's good. I have done that. Whenever your arm get a broken vein or something, that chap will enjoy that belt tight on it. That'll help hold your arm up. That little poking it. That'll do you a whole lot of good. Because the doctor had told me that.
So you don't believe in any kind of ghosts, do you, Mary?
Oh, I believe in a little ghost and up until a big one. I believe in that. For he is evil spirit, because the Bible says so. Evil spirit.
You read the Bible quite a bit, don't you?
Yes, I believe in ghosts.
You kind of keep up with the Bible on the ghost?
Yes, I keep up with it, and I've been keeping up with that. It is evil spirit. Got to be there.
Jack says he hasn't seen no ghosts on this job. You've seen quite a few on him, Barry.
No, sir, I haven't seen any not that I know, but I went through the hot steam of them. I can tell when they're going forth. You'll come through, I mean a hot steam will come up by. Sometimes the hair rise. That's where the boys. That's where the ghosts is. That's where the okay, when that hot steam come by, they ain't fall.
Well, is there anything you can do to keep those ghosts from attacking you or bothering you in a way?
Yes, ain't, but one way I do. I have to see it, and I do, and one way I can go to try to make it home. I make it with somebody else in case if I'm by my own self, but if I'm with somebody, I don't be on either.
They don't bother you at night, no time?
No, not a ghost.
Not many fewers. By yourself, do they bother you worse when you're by yourself or with somebody?
If I by myself and see one, I didn't get some out of the way, I want it. But if I'm with somebody, I don't even pay him any mind because I isn't scared. Not with somebody, but I'm scared but by myself.
You visit the graveyards at night much?
No, sir. The graveyard is made for the day. The graveyard is made for the day.
You don't work in them in the way.
No, I don't have anything to do with the graveyard, but the graveyard is made for the day, and also for the sleep.
Will you ever be cleaning up a graveyard and letting night overtake you?
No, sir, I don't clean up night at all, and I don't in the night and eat in the day. Well, it ain't made for me, it's made for the man in the day.
You don't drink that, do you, man?
No, sir, I don't drink. Ain't never that. No, sir, I don't drink.
AFS recording number 3528, side B.
He ain't nothing but what you call a devil, a hypocrite. He ain't nothing but a hypocrite.
what they call a hypocrite, a man don't intend to do right, and don't intend for you to do right, and you just go around and try to beat the world. I got 2 feet and one hat. What I mean by 2 feet and one hat, try to serve the devil and the Lord. And when you're serving the Lord, you just only serving the devil.
You can't be judging the plot of any marriage.
Yes.
Colored people more religious in Georgia than they are Florida?
Yes, because I'm going to tell you the truth. Yes, because, I can tell. Because the colored people arrive that day, and if you get the God calling and knew you, or power, or serve anything, they let you have enough to go in and make you. And if you go in here, these people like these people, for they tell you, because that's what the money to pay for it, and if you ain't got the money to pay for it, you can't get it. And they talk about that, you're hard luck, you ought to have it, and this and that, and the people there didn't do that. Then if you want peas, you say, I ain't never bought no peas to look them in this state. I didn't buy no beans, no sweet potatoes, so you get all that you want to sell. But I did, you didn't buy no, the people give you all that. And if you was a farmer and your coin fell short of your father, he give you a loan you enough, and you could pay him back the next year. The people down in this state will tell you all that, but that was your hard luck, they ain't got any to do that.
What's the name of that station you moved from out of Georgia into Florida?
Well, it used to be named Jones Station, but the name was changed the name, the Little Fishing. Little Fishing.
Little what?
Little Fishing. Little Fishing.
Tell us about it. You said you park around with the women. What do you mean by that?
Oh, I just love the women. Yes, I love them.
That's parking around, is it?
No, if you ain't caught no woman or ain't going on to her and get mad at her, you just go from one station to another. You just only having a good time. That's fine from one to another.
Well, you're talking about against this preacher who do things like that, and you say you do that.
No, sir, I ain't no preacher.
Oh, well, it's all right for you, is that right?
No, it can't all right for nobody, because the Bible says it's better to mind the bunny. And every man will have a wife of his own, or his own, and every woman a husband of her own.
Hey,
that's isn't right.
Don't you believe watermelons are better in Georgia than Florida?
Sure, if you get a Georgia melon, it's a big watermelon in the world. Sure.
You don't like watermelon, you don't eat them, do you?
Yes, I love them. I love anything most. I know it's eating long bean and white meat. White meat and long bean, GA, and melon bean. I know it's just sweet the bean. This kind of bean and white meat made for meat because it wasn't made for people to eat.
Well, back out here a lot.
And peas. Oh, God, back out peas. Name is peas.
You got a title
there? Sir, I don't eat them. But back out peas and white meat, I'm like, bad thing. They can't make for people
to eat. What do you eat most? What do you like to eat? What do you eat most every day?
Well, no, I'm kind of on a diet. But even though I ain't on a diet, I eat anything I'm able to get out of comedy. And that's anything is in there. That's anything in there, because they're in there, right?
Barry, is there facts about possums being better in Georgia and Florida?
Now, that is most too high for me by these being better, but I can tell you one thing, you can get more to eat than you can, yeah, because more farmer than you see.
Say possum and potato in Florida, much better than it is in Florida, Barry. What's the difference, you reckon, could be in that one particular dish?
Because he was better soil in Georgia, you see, than you.
And possums eat spot in Georgia?
Well, they eat all kinds of acorns. Dead kind, whole, every other thing. Of me, I don't eat them. I don't eat no fucking
peanuts. Possums eat peanuts?
Yes, persimmons. Yes, it's more than them, they say, yeah, you'll find more persimmon in Georgia on 1/4 than you go down there on 10. Sure.
Aren't there a lot of songs about possums? Do you know any songs about possums?
I used to know them songs, but yes, I used to know some of them songs.
You think up one of them or others?
Well, I just heard them say by the possum what the simmon see, you know, the simmon that he could see. Let me see, the possum up the simmon see, either old or the simmon that he could see. And let me see, that's what I do.
Cool
all the
ground.
Huh?
Settle down.
See what?
Cool all
the ground. Let me see, let me see.
Sorry, you forgot that song.
Yeah.
Coon says possum shaking someone's
stomach. Well, that's the reason I can't see. Yeah. See, old gal, you can't show him. See, the person must be someone, see, the old someone that he could see. And right from the scene.
Mary, you've seen Joe Moore's, haven't you?
Yes, I've seen him.
What you think of Joe Moore?
Well, if you get the right kind of Joe Moore, he hit it all good. He hit it all right. But now, if you're getting the right kind, there's a very few of them you can find these days, but the dime. You don't pay 75 here. Now, if you're getting the right kind, there's a very few of them you can find these days, but the dime. You don't pay 75 here, $100 or anything.
We understand you don't gamble. Do you believe that the Joe Moore does the gambler good?
Yeah, I think they have done me good. All the money most I ever had on. Because I let it on Joe Moore. I mean, on gambling. I have been a gambler.
Someone said that the Joe Moore had lodestone on it. That lodestone draws tongue.
No, you can. I have carried a lodestone. I had a piece of lodestone cost me $20. But I carried them a pound for. And I had the Joe Moore. I carried it. In my pockets, I wore them in the belt around the waist. And if I could go into a game, and some of y'all could have the curve, and I'd be everybody shooting the curve. And people be looking at me, see if anybody gonna give me a ring. Nobody give me a ring. I knew I bet everybody but the curve.
You don't believe that a woman or a man can take a Joe Moore or take any kind of powder and sprinkle on them and cause them to be poisoned and kill them away from their husband or wife or revenge or anything like that. You don't believe in that?
Yes, he did some kind of part. I heard the old people were getting robbed, were going and chuck it in your house and they'll buy a whole seat before and go ahead and rob and leave. I heard about all that.
You believe in that kind of...
Yes, sir. All that stuff. Can be so because the people in the world is wise. They can do anything, can put breath in a man. They can make a man, but he won't be like us.
But they can't bring him back.
Can't bring him back. And can't keep it from dying. So whenever the time is out, you've got to go.
Where'd you buy this Jomo that you said you paid $20 for?
Oh, no, I see for the piece of lodestone.
Oh.
I ordered it from that Donna.
From who?
I ordered it from Matt Donna.
Aunt Donna. Where's...
From Matt Donna. From Matt
Donna.
That was years ago. And the Joe Moore, I got it from New Orleans. I ain't going to tell where he come from. I got it from New Orleans.
Some company or a person? No problem, huh?
Ain't going to tell that. It cost $100.
$100?
It's $100
for one Joe Moore?
Sure. That's the right kind of Joe Moore you have. It never go break.
Did you ever get $100 out of it? Did you win that much?
$500. I had $1,000. I had $100 going on a deal.
Is that so?
Yes, sir.
And you think this Joe Moore that you paid $100 for helped you get all that?
I had to get it because I had sense enough to get it in the other ride. Not in cars. I could be because I was gambling with some of the shop. Any kind of body due to gamble with shop. I didn't get a move for the shop and I did for a wicked man. All of them come. Then I didn't have
it. Do you still have this Joe Moore?
No, sir, I don't get him. I had cut the Joe Moore loose. Them could buy 30 years ago. I could gamble about 30 years ago. I don't gamble no more, but ain't nothing in it.
That's when you joined the church. You stopped gambling, is that it?
No, before I stopped that. I seen it wasn't anything in it. No more than candy soda hell, I tell you. Don't gamble no more.
Why aren't you married? Why don't you get married? You talk.
Well, I'm a man, I ain't looking for a woman, I'm looking for a wife. And the way you have to do to get a wife, you have to ask the Lord for.
I see.
So sometimes you can be lucky enough to get a wife without asking the Lord for. I mean, a friend of mine, lucky enough to have a good wife, and don't even ask the Lord for, but it's just being lucky.
Well, Barry.
And a man can marry again far at this time, and won't have him.
Well, Barry, you were married at one time, weren't you?
Yes, my first wife, she's living now. My first wife and two kids.
You have two children?
Two children, boy and girl.
Do you love your children?
Yes, I must be. I generally send them something every year. Sometimes two kids, I don't know. Take them and send them a little something next week.
Well, Barry, there's nothing you wouldn't do for your children, would you, if you had to?
And everything but one thing. Everything you will. that dies. I die for
you. You wouldn't lay down your life for your children.
And nobody in the world knew it.
Well, look, the Bible says, greater love hath no man
who is a father. Amen. That's right. And I promise to lay down my life for my friend, but you he wasn't much titty that old young. But I've been there, my I'm talking now the Lord, something the Lord said if I did. I've been there, my wife and me, my life and nobody would have knew it. Yeah, but whenever you was made in the KP, you pumped it down your life, I'll say in the Mason. But that's just a mouth of wood. I'm there, my mouth of life so full. But if I knew that I had to die, I'd now for anybody in the world, my natural heart, that's my boy. No, I wouldn't die for him, and knew I was going to die. Because I know how this world is and I ain't seen nothing. And I'm talking now from the heart. We ain't talking from the mouth. Now if you want me to talk from the mouth, I can tell you how I live my life from the boy. But I'm talking now from the heart. I was talking now from the heart.
AFS recording number 3529, side A.
How old are you, baby? 5 years. About the Stanley Fly. Where is that?
That's on the Jordan Fly.
It was at that time, Jordan Fly, but I think the train just stopped the train from going in there.
Where? Did you go to school here?
I went to school at Walt Disney Fly.
Walt Disney
Fly? 10 miles from my cellar.
How many grades did you finish up?
I never went to my high
third grade. You say you know a song? Is this a work song?
Well, yeah, this is kind of a work song.
What is your work? What kind of work do you do?
Beer.
Beer. That's in certain times.
Yeah, that's the way you can use it in certain times.
Uh-huh. What else do you use it in?
Well, it could be on the prison where you could use it in this.
You have any experience in using it in prison?
One.
What?
Yeah.
What calls that?
Fighting.
Fighting. What calls a fight?
Loving a girl.
Loving a girl.
Yeah.
You didn't even raise it, did
you?
No. No raise?
No.
Did you fight?
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. Wasn't much of any at all.
Didn't last long?
No.
What song? You think you got set it up now so you can go ahead with it?
Yeah, I think I could kind of sing.
All right, you go right ahead and sing it just like you're working with it now.
I got a letter from my baby this morning. I got a letter from my baby this morning. Then come home, well, son, please come home. I didn't have no. I had no ready-made money. I didn't have no ready-made money. Couldn't go home. No, buddy, I couldn't go home. By this lonely, had a little talk with my captain. That is only a little talk with my captain. Bad my time, Lord, buddy, bad my time. My little baby, she do everything I tell her. My little baby, she do everything I tell her. Get mad, no, no, don't get mad. My little baby standing at the head of the mountain. My little baby standing at the head of the mountain. Hey, dragon, yes, but at a hey, dragon. But it's only I had me $41. If I just only had me $41, I
go home. What's the name of this song you just sung?
Well, I don't know if that's exactly the name of it. We just always usually sing it sometime when working.
Suppose someone you wanted to ask somebody to sing it. How would you ask them to say, how would they know what song you wanted them to sing?
Well, I would just tell them to let's sing a song, and then I would start it off, and they follow behind me.
That's all one song, is it?
Yeah.
It sounds pretty much like a prison song. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which prison do you think it started in?
Well, I don't know. So just what one that it started in. Just usually sings it sometime whenever you be working.
Mm-hmm. You heard it sung at the Dixie County Prison Farm?
No, from Nassau County.
Nassau County.
Yeah.
I see. Have you heard it sung here in this neighborhood?
No, sir, I haven't heard it since.
You ever sing it yourself here?
Well, no, sir, I don't much think I did. I never did think about it many, not very many times.
Huh? You don't think this song's ever been on a record or in a book?
Not as I know, sir.
Well, thank you very much. What is your name?
Willie McBride.
How old are you, Willie?
33.
Are you born in Florida?
Yeah.
You lived in Florida most of your life?
Yeah.
You say you have a real turpentine song?
Yeah.
What do you mean by a real turpentine song? You sing it in your work?
Just one I made up.
One you made up?
Yeah.
Does anybody else know it but you?
No, not in this country.
You sing it in this country?
No, I ain't sung it in this country.
Well, let's see. You go right ahead then and sing it. What's the name of the song?
Turpentine Blues.
Turpentine Blues?
Yeah.
All right, go to it.
Mama do the stealing, Papa run the cup of shit. Mama do the stealing, Papa run the cup of shit. My brother do the decking, my sister do the cutting them heads. I'ma snatch me a picket off my back fence. I'ma snatch me a picket off my back fence. I'ma beat that woman until she learns some sense. Well, CMW, YMEN. CMW, YMEN. They'll take your wagon money and give it to the candy man.
This test is being made for the purpose of checking the scratch level. We have experienced considerable difficulty in using sapphire needles, and we are now trying an acetate steel needle, believing that this will solve our problem.
Side B of AFS recording number 3529 is blank. This, then, is AFS recording number 3530, side A.
You girls play or do boys play it also?
Boys too.
Boys. Will you describe the game for us? Tell us just how the game is played and tell us just as well as you can how you girls and boys play this game.
Well, the oldest is the mother and then the rest of them could be the kid, and if the boy wins, could be the father. So the father comes first and thinks of me, tell him that he's crying or something. And then I'll tell him which one, if he wants one of my kids. And then he says, I tell him which one he wants. Then he tells me a name of any kid that he sees by me, and then I tell him which judge shall we put him, and after he comes in, he tells me a job, or a cowboy, or a policeman, or something, and I ask the kid if he likes that job. So he says yes, so I tell him that job is all right, so we just said, that's a piece of Silagrada, and after that, then we just go around in a circle, and that's all it to the game.
I see. your mother and father of Cuban descent, Spanish descent, aren't they?
My mother's English. Well, they're American.
I see. They were born in Key West, Florida.
That's right.
And their parents were from Cuba, weren't they?
No.
They weren't
from Key West.
I see. And but their grandparents, of course, your mother's and father's parents were from Cuba. That's the point I wanted to bring up.
Well,
you
my,
speak Spanish.
My father. Yes.
That's correct. They speak Spanish in the home quite often,
oh,
don't
yes.
they? I see. And you speak English in the schools here in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
In this game, you always sing it in Spanish, do you?
Yes.
I see. Well, suppose you go ahead now and sing the game just as if you were playing it in Spanish.
I'm a brochato, matandilendilendile, I'm a brochato, matandilendilendo. ¿Qué quería mi señorito, matandilendilendile? ¿Qué quería mi señorito, matandilendilendo? Yo quería uno de tus hijos, matandilendilendile. Yo quería uno de tus hijos, matandilendilendo. ¿Cuál de ellos usted quería? Matan, dilen, dilen, dilen. ¿Cuál de ellos usted quería? Matan, dilen, dilen, don. Yo quería a Obito, matan, dilen, dilen, dilen. Yo quería a Obito, matan, dilen, dilen, don. ¿Qué oficio le pondremos? Matan, dilen, dilen, dilen. ¿Qué oficio le pondremos? Matan, dilen, dilen, don. Le pondremos cowboy, matan, dilen, dilen, dilen. Le pondremos cowboy, matan, dilen, dilen, don. Por ese oficio si le agrada, matan, dilen, dilen, dilen. Ese oficio si le agrada, matan, dilen, dilen, don. Vamos a dar la media vuelta, matan, dilen, dilen, dilen. Vamos a dar la media vuelta, matan, dilen, dilen, don.
Call this game, Giamara, that you and your sister Zelia have just sung.
Alambro Chato.
Can you tell me how to spell that?
No, in Spanish.
You don't know how to spell it in Spanish?
No.
You haven't studied Spanish in school, have you?
Yeah, I don't know how to study English, but I just don't. See, we just play Spanish.
I see. You can speak Spanish well, but you don't read it very well, and you don't know how to spell it. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Will you tell us your name, please?
Evelio Andux.
And how old are you, Evelio?
37.
Where were you born?
Key West.
This is your daughter?
Yes, sir.
I see. I understand you're going to tell us, sir. You just go right ahead and tell us the story as you ordinarily would, please.
Bueno, hija, yo te voy a hacer una historia de la cucaracita Mancina.
Papá, dime una historia larga.
Bueno, hija, yo te voy a decir la historia de la cucaracita Mancina. La cucaracita Mancina era una cucaracita que se puso a barrer el patio y se encontró un medio y no sabía qué hacer con ella. ¿Ves? Dijo, voy a la bodega a comprar medio banano. No quería. Dice, no, ese medio no me alcanza. Fue, miró la manzana, no quería manzana, porque dice que era muy poquito. Fue y pidió media uva, le iban a dar muy poquito tampoco. Dice, ah, ya sé lo que voy a comprar. Fue y se compró una cajita de cascarilla y se untó mucha cascarilla para ver si encontraba a alguien que la quería, porque era sola, tú ves. Cogió y se sentó en el portal. Sentó mucho a cascarilla y se sentó en el portal. Pasó un toro y dice, toro, ¿te quieres casar conmigo? Dice, sí. Dice, bueno, ¿y cómo tú haces? Dice, dice, no, que me asusta. Bueno, siguió el toro adelante. A poco rato pasó un chivo. Dice, chivo, ¿te quieres casar conmigo? Dice el chivo, sí, yo me quiero casar contigo. ¿Y cómo tú haces? No, que me asusta. Bueno, siguió adelante, más adelante, pasa un perro. Dice el perro, ¿te quieres casar conmigo? Dice el perro, sí. Dice, ¿cómo tú haces? Dice, ¡Uy! Dice, no, me asusta. Al poco rato pasó un ratoncito y dice, ratoncito, ¿te quieres casar conmigo? Dice el ratoncito, sí, yo me caso contigo. Dice, ¿cómo tú haces? Dice, ay, bueno, me caso contigo. Y al poco rato, ella salió, puso frijol, puso judía a la candela, ¿tú ves? Y dice, el ratoncito, cuídemelo la judía, que yo cuando vuelva, pues, quiero que si se están quemando, pues tú no la meneas con la cuchara chiquita, meneas con la chiquita, con la grande. Entonces el ratoncito salió corriendo a poco rato de que ella salió y cogió y se puso a menear con la cuchara chiquita y se cayó entre la olla. Y entonces el ratoncito se cayó en la olla, por la olla de la cebolla.
5:30 B.
It's an old Cuban song.
Old Cuban song, yeah.
Is it a what song? Did you say it was a what song or a
what song? What song, yes. When they start to work on the farm, big enough band, they start to sing. So they keep on waiting for the song.
What's the story about the song? Can you tell us in English just what the song is about?
Well, the song is just a song that they just pick up, been digging itself. That's all the only all I know about it, the song.
Okay, well, you go ahead and sing it in Spanish, and we're playing the crowd. Cuban cracker, how do you call them in Spanish?
Guajiro Cubano.
Guajiro Cubano. Where are these people from? What is
Cuba.
Their race?
A race in Cuba.
Race in
Cuban
Cuba.
Cracker. That's called Cuban cracker.
I see. Are they Spanish, Negro, or Mulatto?
No.
Or?
They're white people.
White
Cuban
people. I see. Is this song a work song, or?
Just a work song when they start to work the sand or to plant their own trees.
I see.
And so they don't keep on the sand.
Well, thank you very much for this explanation.
Okay.
If ever you say that you know another song, it's a work song, what's the title of this song?
Well, this song we used to use when we used to pull the door from throw one to the other when we never had no machine in days, you know. Break the door from one end, throw it to the other. See, to get it up, upside down.
Where was this?
Keywork, when I used to work in the Becker shop.
I see.
Years ago.
Where did this song start? Can you tell us that?
Well, I know them songs from the old Becker a long time ago. That's the only song I know about.
You know of anyone who still sings the song? People still
well, sing? I know a lot of songs when they used to play on the... On the baker shop when I used to bake the bread, I mean, you know, pull the door from one end to the other to make it go, get, you know, raise it up.
Would you mind showing us how it started off and how what your emotions were and show us just how you sung the song and what you did as you sang it?
Well, I tell you the song and what we used to sing when we used to pull the door. Una noche muy oscura, si cuando te salió.
Una noche muy oscura. salí corriendo al trote, me agarró el perro amarillo, me agarró por los fondillos, me tiró sobre una peña, todo esto me ha sucedido. Por darte un beso de trigueña.
Ya.
¿Así es?
Yo no sé.
Ah, pues. Dice, una noche muy oscura, sin bañar de tal.